test results are back on dead sea otters from Ketchikan Bay. About 82% of them had streptococcus syndrome, according to biologists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Daisha Eaton with KBBI and Homer has more.
Yeah, so also in the stretch of beach, which has been, you know, under 200 yards or so that we've walked, we've come across now looks like a yearling sea otter that's died and a subadult male that has died too.
That's wildlife biologist Leslie Slater with the Alaska Maritime National Wildlife Refuge in Homer. Along the black pebbled beach at the Homer Spit, we step closer to a frozen otter just down from the Land's End Hotel and condominiums.
So you can tell that it's a subadult because of its size, and the tooth wear is pretty minimal. It's still got very white colored teeth. And this one happened to freeze in shape, so you can see that the skin is sort of draping against the rib cage, and it looks to me like it probably did die of starvation, but we'll have to thaw it out and do a necropsy on it to see what really happened with this one.
Since summer, more than 300 otters have died around Ketchikan Bay, and Joel Garlick Miller, a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Marine Mammals Management Office in Anchorage, says they're still finding them.
Things have dropped off quite a bit, but we're still getting reports of three or four animals a week, primarily from Homer area beaches.
He says test results recently confirmed that it was the streptococcus syndrome that killed the otters in most cases.
This is a syndrome caused by bacterial infection, streptococcal infection, and it manifests itself in a variety of ways, such as valvular endocarditis or septicemia or encephalitis. And so it looks like a pretty high percentage of the animals that we recovered this year, about 82%, appear to test positive for this syndrome.
Garlick Miller says most of the otters appear to have deteriorated rapidly and succumbed to encephalitis. The Fish and Wildlife Service has been tracking a streptococcus illness in the Ketchikan Bay otters for some time, and otters with the illness usually appear sickly and emaciated. But many of the otters that have died since August appear healthier. Garlick Miller says although strep syndrome appears to be the main cause of the deaths, there are hints that some could have had a virus as well. Garlick Miller says biologists are now collecting more dead otters in order to test for viruses. Back at the beach, biologist Leslie Slater explains what you should do if you come across a dead otter.
It's best to call those sightings into the Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline, whether they're live or dead. And then there is another group of folks in town who will come and evaluate the carcass to see if it should be forwarded on for further pathology studies.
Biologists hope those studies will shed more light on whether viruses had anything to do with the huge number of sea otter deaths this year. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.